Delta Whiskey. Nathan Brevard, no traffic, no comments on monitoring.
Okay. Enforce that okay and 0 TR.
10-4ZLK.
Well, not much on the bands tonight. This old boy's really good. He's from Slovenia, Sierra 50 Romeo. Just sitting down here watching the FBI with the wife and eating some, what's that called, strawberry mousse? Yeah, strawberry mousse. And how was the roach tonight?
Strawberry mousse sounds good. It sounds delicious. Hello, Miss Bernice. Tom, I'm already on the road, so I may not be able to hold it long. They were done early, at least with my loads. They were so heavy, they filled up my two trailers quickly. So I got to take off about 9 o'clock.
Hi, Shane.
There's the boss. Okay, Shane, I won't hold you, buddy, especially if you got that money. How much is two trailers? Is that the full $80,000?
We don't ever keep weight track of it like you would in freight because it would be impossible. There's so many different packages and different sizes. Sometimes it's there. Sometimes it might be a little over. Sometimes it doesn't make it. It's not even, not real close. So I actually have no idea. I know it can't be too much over 80,000 because occasionally we go through the scales, and if they are over, they're not over by much.
Out there tonight, and Marie said, Shane working tonight? And I said, I'll mess up your show. And she said, I don't care, call him. So I called you. Take care, buddy, and I'll let you go for now and go back to watching the boob tube over here and looking for some DX. There's, like I say, there's not a lot on there tonight, but it's all in fun. Take care, Shane, in 4ZLK in 0TR 73.
Call Tom and Bernice. I appreciate that. You all have a good evening. I'd carry on the conversation longer, but it's real scratchy, at least on the receive side of it. I get about half of what you're saying. Have a good evening. N4ZLK, 73.
How's your daughter doing, by the way? I forgot to ask.
She's at home, and talked to her today. She said she feels like she's kind of hit a wall on the recovery side of it, but that's kind of to be expected. She's a good spirit, so I appreciate that.
Well, we wish you the best, and talk to you later. And 4ZLK and 0TR, clear.
And 4ZLK mobile.
For the International Space Station from the Northwest, and it'll be here at 9:52, and it's precisely 9:45. So don't worry about the cars on the interstate. Just look up the International Space Station, Shane. Just kidding, of course. 73 and 0TR clip.
Bye, Tom. KG4PFI.
Oh, I'm still here, Don. How you doing tonight, buddy? Haven't heard from you in a while. I'm glad to hear you.
Yeah, I haven't been on the radio very much. Nothing fell off yet, though. I'm still in one piece.
I guess that's a good way of looking at it. Well, Shane's out there on I-85 with doubles tonight, and I don't want to disturb him. Oh, I was going to go outside if it's not overcast, which I think it will be, and see if there are any stray toads that I can take down over the fence to my neighbor's swimming pool. I don't put them in the pool, but, kind of freaks out his wife over there, I think. She don't like toads, and he knows where they come from. The space station's supposed to come over 9:52, which is in about 6 minutes, and come from the northwest to the southeast tonight. So if there isn't any clouds, we might see it. I got a lot of lights here, though. It's kind of like San Quentin out there.
Sitting on the porch at night while looking up there. There it went. And I guess I just put that in my bag of things that I done dooted.
Months ago, but Kendra on Channel 21 on the Fox station, she usually announces it if it's visible in South Carolina. I think tomorrow night it will be too. Yeah, I can't remember the time, but I'm not going to go back out there anyways. But about all I'll be is mosquito bait. I got on shorts tonight, so I should take Bernice with me. She's my decoy. And they don't bother me as long as she's out there. I don't know what it is, but they love her, and they don't like me at all.
Wouldn't say that very loud so she couldn't hear you.
She's sitting right over here. She's watching the FBI, and I was sitting there eating some strawberry mousse. I guess that's thankless means. I said that. She's used to me after 56 years, Don.
Yeah, I don't know how long you've been married, but I think I got a leg up on you on that.
26. Like you said, nothing's fell off yet, but it's come pretty close, but... I got a stitch trying to work out of my stomach now that was put in there about 20 years ago. I don't know whether they have them taken out or not. They took out one in the doctor's office, but oh no, they won't do that down here. He just put some of that iodine solution on it and give me a shot of Novocaine or whatever it was, lidocaine. And restore and grabbed the scalpel, cut about a 1-inch swath there, and jerked it out, and it looked like a piece of cat gut, which I think they were in the old days. Looked like a black piece of string knotted with two hairs sticking out of it.
Had been there, done that. She had the same problem. Had to take out. They did it in the doctor's office, though. But they did pull it out there. It kind of came to the surface a little bit. That's the reason it got infected. She didn't know what it was. It'd been in there for how long, Lynn?
Since 1979.
1979. That's how long it'd been in there.
Yeah, it kind of smarted, didn't it? He just held it up in front of my face, and I was just laying there on the table in the doctor's office, and I think he put a couple of stitches in it and sent me on my way. But down here, no, no, they won't touch it. My doctor, she said, I'll have to refer you to a surgeon, because I've had 7 hernias, and 4 of them were right there where they opened me up twice in my tummy, and 2 of them were down there by your groin, you know, where they usually are. And they put a mesh in there. Now, I've never had any problem with it, but I feel it down there if I lift very much. But that, I don't know if they put any mesh in there or not, so I'm thinking they're going to say, oh, you got to have an MRI. And I don't like those things, Don, not at all.
KG4PFI. They, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't care nothing about that kind of stuff either. But did it ever cross your mind that you wonder about those guys that are cutting and healing and all that? That maybe one scratching the other one's back, saying, "Hey, you need any gas in your BMW?"
N0TR. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I'll tell you for sure, Don. And, you know, I won't even comment on that, but you're probably not far off. But I feel for them in a way, because every time you turn around, somebody's suing them for something, you know. So they got my sympathies there. It's this Gen X stuff, I guess you call it, I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me, Don.
Yeah, what you're talking about, my doctors are top of the notch. If it's such an animal as the top of the notch. But I need to let you go. You was watching, or you were watching it, but you done missed a whole bunch of it now. But enjoy talking with you. Maybe I need to get on here and talk to you some more. I might learn something. Heaven forbid. KG4, PFI. Take care of yourself, Tom. We'll be clear.
Okay, Don. Oh, I was just listening to CW. Bernice watches the TV show, and they're trying to break some guy out of a prison here. I'll run out and take a quick look, but I think it's going to be overcast. And it is 1:52, so I'll go give it a shot. It's going to be up here in 6 minutes. Take care, yeah. Jump in there anytime, and I try to catch Shane anytime I can, and I enjoy visiting with him. He's learning CW, and he's learned it pretty well, by golly. That's Slovenia I was listening to, but I can talk to them about any night of the week. Take care, 73 to you and your wife, and Bernice says hi, and we'll catch you down the line, KG4PFI and 0TR. The pleasure's all mine, Don.